Pope Benedict XVI received the participants of the plenary session of the Pontifical Council for Culture in audience today. Lydia O'Kane has more.
Speaking to the participants of the plenary assembly of the Pontifical Council for Culture in the Clementine Hall, the Pope welcomed the theme chosen for the session on the challenges of secularization, saying it was a fundamental question for the future of all humanity and of the Church.
E questa è una questione fondamentale per il futuro dell'umanità e della Chiesa.
The Pope continued by saying that secularization that is presented superficially in cultures without reference to the transcendence invades every appearance of daily life and develops a mentality in which God is absent. He also noted that a hedonistic and consumer mentality which is predominant leads to a superficiality and self-centeredness that is harmful to the life of the Church. One of those speaking at the plenary assembly was Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn, Mark Coleridge, who explained more about the phenomenon of secularization.
It's a universal phenomenon whereby God is, as it were, no longer necessary, that the human being is in charge of the world and we are left to ourselves to make the great decisions that affect human life and death. So it's the sense of a world that has taken its leave of God, and certainly of an institution like the Church, which is regarded in many ways as being an antagonist.
In recent decades, many intellectuals have discussed the so-called death of God, which means that in place of God, people have become centred entirely on themselves. Commenting on this perspective, the Pope said that currently there is a risk of falling into a spiritual void and an emptiness of heart, which is often characterized by artificial forms of religious behavior and a vague kind of spirituality. In conclusion, Pope Benedict urged pastors to be untiring and generous in their mission to confront, through dialogue and in the meeting of cultures, the worrying phenomenon of secularization through the announcement of the gospel. I'm Lydia O'Kane.